This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and how are the American people supposed to make an informed decision on Hillary when we don't even know if she's seen Magic Mike XXL yet?
Hello. The tough questions here at Lady to
yes.
Lady. I'm Brandi Posey, and Goodwill is the best DJ in Los Angeles, hands down.
Mm-hmm. I'm Tess Barker, and honestly, I would drink used motor oil if it was in a free sample cup from Trader Joe's.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Oh, hey, everybody.
Wow, good high energy start.
Hell yeah.
How's it going?
I'm sick. I'm on Dayquil and I'm very out of it, so I'm sorry. Oh, it's fine. I'm just excusing my unfunny coming unfunniness.
Yeah, I'm
coming
okay.
Unfunniness.
Barbara will be better by February 22nd, though.
Oh, yeah.
Won't I?
Oh, man. We have our show at UCB Sunset with Nicole Byer.
Yeah.
OMG.
Make sure you guys go to that. Also, if you didn't last week, which is bullshit if you didn't, you can pre-order my album, Opinion Cave, on iTunes right now. It will be dropping next week on February 17th, but pre-order it now because then it'll download automatically then. Do it right now. Literally, while you're listening to this, you can multitask. I believe in you. Open it up and do it now. It's $9.99. Barbara intros me, and we played a clip at the end of last week's episode. We'll play a different clip at the end of this one. So
yeah, dog. Go pre-order that shit right now.
Yeah. Seriously.
Let's see that shit in the iTunes charts. It's all up to you.
Do it. I produced it myself. So,
yeah, Brandi did all the shit.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you get
give her a lot of credit for self-producing a comedy album. It's a lot of work. And
yeah,
she was super funny and she did all this work. So fucking.
You listen to this for free every week. Give me $9.99.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
No big deal. Would appreciate it. Yeah, and here's another free episode coming your way right now.
Yeah,
our sweet guest this week. She was a part of the JFL Comedy Festival last year from Toronto. We've got her in LA now, feeling pretty good. Steph Tolev, everybody.
Oh, those children?
Hi. Yeah.
Oh, it's a little creepy, but okay.
Yeah,
those are our kids in a box.
In a box?
Yeah.
Kids okay. In a box.
Step one.
Thanks for having me and the kids in a box.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Thanks for doing it.
You get kids in a box when you have a dick in a box and has sex with a pussy in a box.
Which is a box.
Yeah. It's a box in a box.
Yeah.
A dick in a box fucks a box in a box. Then you get kids in a box.
Tess got high.
It's more on
the high.
I like it.
Earth Dayquil.
Two different highs right
What's
now.
What's Toronto like? I've never been there.
It's awesome. It's actually really great. Yeah, it's really, it's cold as fuck right now.
It's east side.
What's it's
east?
In Ontario. So kind of east. Not. We don't call it east. We call it more like.
More set.
I don't know what the fuck we call it. It's like, it's by, it's fucking there. It's like near New York.
Okay.
It's like 8 hours up from New York.
Got it. So. Okay.
You seem to have kind of like a New York persona more so than like what I think of Canada.
I think Toronto's a pretty huge city. It's like the biggest, I guess, city in Canada. So
right.
It's more like, I think we have more of like a New York kind of attitude.
Right.
Makes sense.
People think we're like ruder than most people in Canada or the States.
Toronto's
one of the rudest cities.
You have the reputation.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. Which I think is kind of true. Like here, people talk to you in the grocery stores and shit. No one even looks at you in Toronto. Like no one
really?
Makes eye contact. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it
nobody talks to anybody here, do they?
Really? I've been yapping to everybody at every store.
People talk here.
But you've been talking.
No, but they're talking first.
Yeah,
no,
okay,
no. People are pretty friendly here. I talk to people a lot.
Mm.
Are there French Canadians in Toronto too?
No, not as many.
Okay.
Mostly Montreal. We keep them caged up
in
Montreal. Yeah, we don't want them around us.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I've always heard that there's like a that's your East Coast West Coast feud. It's like French Canadians versus.
Well, it's like Quebec because we all like they don't want to be part of us, so we just
are they trying to secede?
They were. I don't know. I don't really know
I
history,
think
but they were
forever.
A
while ago. Right?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
Oh yeah, they wanted to leave, but like not go because they obviously
they're
can't go anywhere. They're right there,
there.
And
yeah.
No,
yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah. I wasn't aware of that.
I wonder if any American states will secede eventually, like if it'll actually happen. That would be insane.
It is, like, because you have to drive through. It makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, sorry, you're Canada.
Deal with it. You're here.
I don't know anything about the American, like, seeding process.
I think you declare war and you try to. Yeah, right? I mean, that's how it worked last time. So,
or have the entire country agree that.
Yeah,
you can,
I can't. I think you can vote on it. You can
vote to kick somebody.
Can you opt out if the rest of the country is like, we want to keep you Florida, not naming any names? Actually, I'm not going to name. I've never been to Florida, but I know I would love it.
You would love it.
I would love it. But as an example. If Florida,
maybe. Parts of Florida you would like, parts of it you'd be horrified by.
Really?
Yeah.
Bear in mind, I love the South.
Yeah, but Florida's like, it's missing some, not all Florida. Parts of Florida are missing the charm of the South that makes it kind of fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just the hillbilliness without the charm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of Floridians, Alan Stricken Williams and Lauren Brown, always tell me that we all fit in there.
Yeah, because you're a California. It's like the coast, you know, the Malibu.
Yeah, and I like fireworks.
That's true. Is that all Florida is? Just fireworks every night? That's their one thing
in Disney.
So. Yeah. But to be fair, wouldn't you get sick of fireworks if you saw them all the time?
No, I'm not talking about seeing them. I'm talking about letting them off.
Excuse me.
You're still seeing. You just let them
but
off and walk away.
I get sick of them.
Close your eyes.
I think you don't like Florida. I think you just like truck stops.
Yeah,
I do really like truck stops. Yeah,
they are pretty sweet.
Yeah. Oh man, there's some truck stops in this country that I could write love letters about.
I know. I need to go on a road trip. It's been too long.
It's pretty fun.
Have any of you been to Canada?
Yeah, I've been to Vancouver.
Yes, I've been to Vancouver also.
Oh god.
Well, I'm on the road with mom and dad.
I forgot about this one.
Yeah.
Go get some fans and maybe buy some fans. Who did we have there for that? Was it Heather Thompson? We had some guest star there for that.
Yeah, I've only been to Vancouver. Everyone in Vancouver was like, extremely friendly and very pleasant.
Vancouver is so weird because of all those green glass buildings. It looks so futuristic.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Such a weird.
It kind of looks like, I feel like what Hong Kong would look like.
It's very futuristic.
Yeah, it's got that kind of like feel. But
yeah. Yeah.
Without all the ads.
It feels like a pocket. It feels like the tidiest pocket in Bjork's brain.
Yeah. Yes. Makes sense. I've seen her house in Iceland. It's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
It's very symmetrical. It like is like shaped like a giant barn, but it's like made of tin on the outside.
See?
Yeah. It's like very Bjork. It's cool. It's super cool. It's like smaller than you think, but like bigger than every other house in Iceland.
That's what Bjork would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not going to go whole hog.
No.
She's still fucking Bjork.
But she's still
off
Bjork.
Of it, yeah.
Are you having issues with money conversion? Because I know when Barbara went to Canada.
Yeah, I had a whole thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm kind of fucked. I was like, I saved up a fuck ton to come here. Oh, no. No. I have no money. I thought you could just transfer your money over from a Canadian bank to an American bank.
Yeah.
No, that's not how that works either.
Really?
I can't get my money, so I have to transfer money to my parents and have them put in like a money order and like send it over.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very huge issue.
Whoa.
It's very hard for Canadians to come here, and
I know, I've heard that.
I applied for my green card and it cost $15,000.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, no, everyone's so alarmed by this. Yeah,
holy shit.
Because you have to get a lawyer. Yep. So I have to get a lawyer. And then since I want to come down here for pilot season, I had to get this thing. It's an extra $2,000 called an EAD, where it's like, I can like be, it's like a green card kind of in the process. So I have 90 days. So they have to make it kind of like a decision, like a yes or no, or like a maybe kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm in that right now. So I can't legally leave the States for 90 days.
Whoa.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Can't you just marry a guy friend in Vegas?
I wish I did that. I'm at the point now, but apparently it's so common to do that now. They really like, they want huge evidence. Like they like stalk your family and like they need to see a bunch of photos. It's not and, like creep Facebook and stuff. Like it's not because one of my gay friends said he'd do it for me. And I'm like, you're the gayest man I know. I see one photo, you're sucking people's dicks in every photo you have on Facebook. Like, no one's going to believe that we're together right now.
Yeah.
So I should have married a girl. It'd be way easier because people think I'm gay all the time.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, like constantly. Yeah. Like, you sound like a man. I'm like, that means I like pussy. You're right. Also, can I swear on this? I've been swearing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was like, I got a foul mouth.
I love cussing. I really love cussing.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys, I feel like none of you have yet. I do
really?
It like constantly,
no.
So
yeah,
I was like worried.
Yeah, my brain's just like on half speed right
now.
Yeah,
you're on DayQuil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DayQuil takes out the swears.
Yeah. No, swearing is like very isn't it proven to like make you feel better or something?
Sure.
It does. There's nothing better than just yelling fuck like in your car alone. It's great.
I love the way
you guys ever swear at your parents. I remember telling my mom to fuck off once and I think I died a little bit that day. That was pretty bad.
I've definitely called my mom a bitch.
No. I haven't sweared at them. I've like said swear words in front of them though.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I swear at her.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
I wish I could take that one back.
Yeah.
I remember being like maybe 10 years old or something and got into a fight with my mom about something and I wrote her a note and I called her Miss Priss. In the snow. Yeah, that was me in like 10 just being like, because that's like what she would call me that sometimes when I was young. So I remember calling her that back and she was so mad at me about that.
Oh.
Yeah, it was funny because it was like my first time that I was like, fuck you. But that's how you do it when you're 10 years old.
Right. Yeah.
Miss Priss.
I think I learned swearing from my parents.
Yeah?
They were very like, my dad would stub his toe and be like, fuck me. And I'm like, So I've been like swearing since I was really young.
See, I think that's cool. I think that's cool because like, let's be realistic. Like if you're a person who cusses, why live your life in constant fear that you're going to speak the way that you want to speak around your child?
It's also very weird that there are words that are off limits.
I think so too. Yeah.
Like unless they're offensive, but fuck is not offensive. No, it's just a word.
It's actually arguably the least offensive. Like everyone loves fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a good fuck.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, really.
It's just
fuck
like,
and shit. There's fuck, shit, and asshole. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I'm like trying to become a rip-off of Carlin. Yeah. But like, fuck, shit, and asshole are the three words. Yeah. But like, those are literally all things. Fucking, shitting, and having an asshole are all universal.
Very common things.
They bring us together. They bring us together more than anything.
They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all do.
And that's the words everyone focuses on. It always blows me away that like on the radio and stuff, you still can't hear that word.
Yeah, yeah.
It is really weird at this day and age that it's not allowed anymore.
Right?
There's so much crazy shit going on in the world and you can't say fuck on TV.
It's insane.
It seems really obviously, weird. I guess kid shows shouldn't have it, but the thing is why there shouldn't be any stigma around it.
Is that American or is that like can you say swear words on Canadian television?
No, you guys get away with more than we do for sure.
Oh my god,
we're so PC, it's crazy on TV. Insane.
Gotcha. I wasn't sure because it's like I know we're like a very puritanical country in a lot of ways, so I didn't know if that was, I mean, which we can still kind of feel sometimes in our media, but then also it's the opposite sometimes. So
I did like the Halifax Comedy Festival, it's a Canadian festival thing, and like I did a TV thing and it was so nitpicky about what I have this joke about like feeding my vagina a piece of macaroni. Anyways, I don't say that. It's like very lightly worded, but they like I did it and they're like we cannot use that and they're mad at me. I'm like, and they approved it twice. Like, it was crazy. Yeah. So they edited it. So we have like this like one side has like one whisper of a joke and that makes no sense because they took it out of context. So it's like, oh, thanks CBC. Like just they're
Were they worried? We're going to be the possible legal ramifications of you talking about your vagina eating a piece of macaroni.
But I didn't even say the word vagina. Like,
what did you say?
I just went like one for me, one for you, and like I mimed it.
Oh, you could.
I didn't say it. No. So you're like, watching it with like, I'm not like, gobble, gobble, get it in there. Like, I don't put it in there. It's not that bad. But
it's just a funny, so weird.
And it's out of context. Like, that makes no sense. It's not open. I'm like, one for me, one for you. Bye, everybody. Thanks so much. Yeah. Like, that makes actually no sense at all.
It's like your merch. Your merch is just like pussy macaroni. Yeah.
Really long, big macaroni pieces. Yeah. Kind of wet. These are for everybody. Give them for free, actually. That's awesome. Nobody wants them. But yeah, it's
like an X-rated Yankee Doodle.
Yeah. There's actually copyright infringements with that. I can't legally say Yankee Doodle when I do it.
No. Skanky Doodle.
Yes.
Skank. Remember, that was like such a popular word in high school. Like, oh my gosh, he's a skank.
Yeah.
I just thought of ska immediately.
Yeah, me too. Oh. Me too.
I think of skank.
Yeah.
Skank. Yeah, skank. Skanking. Skank is a pretty, I don't like that one.
Skank is like, because slut, I actually love, I'll call myself slut until the cows come home. But I'm not a skank. I'm a slut.
Slut is like you get around, but you're clean about it. You know what's going on.
Yeah, and you enjoy it.
Yeah, skank is like you're throwing your bits all over the place. You're not caring about it. You're wearing weird clothes. It's not nice.
Yeah,
it's not good. That's
skanks like definitely is. Smoke menthols.
Oh yeah, I smoke menthols.
No way. That's amazing.
No question though, because we always talk about there being problems with slut shaming, but no one's talking about skank shaming.
No, you can shame the skanks.
Skank shaming is when people are like, "Oh, you listen to ska music." That's that's what skank shaming is.
Are people still listening to ska music?
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome.
Okay. I had no idea that was still going on.
Oh yeah, it's still
new albums are coming out. People are still touring.
People are still doing their thing.
Everybody's still doing everything.
I talked about Less than Jake for 20 minutes last night with somebody that I just met. Yeah, they're still doing their thing. Everybody's still out there.
Did they ever even out? Are they more than Jake? I'm sorry, everyone.
No. Jake was. they're called Less than Jake because the lead singer had a dog named Jake. And one time, his parents came home and they gave the leftovers to the dog instead of him. And he was like, "Why is the dog?" And it was like a nice steak dinner that they come back from. Yeah,
they had a dog named Jake. That's a weird fucking dog name.
That's a good Jake name, but a bad dog name.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this guy's great though.
Okay, sorry.
It's fine.
I would never be able to come up with a good band name. I hate titling things.
Really?
Yeah. I hate it.
Band names are things that just come out of like that. You know, they come out of like shit that happens.
Yeah.
I always wanted a band, and there actually is a band name in this town, so I can't do it, but I always thought Zuzu's Petals would be a really good band name if I ever wanted an indie band, because that's from It's a Wonderful Life, the like petals that he finds in his pocket to remember that he's like back. I remember like seeing that and being like, that's a good band name.
See, that's a good way to think about it. I don't have that. That's a good band name.
You gotta like scout for little phrases.
You just look around the room. Glam Cave. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, but I took that from you guys.
Okay, look around at something and name. Look at some
Testativity. That's your shirt.
That'd be good.
That's like a
Big Sur.
That's a great band name, Big Sur.
Yeah.
All right. Monkey teddy bear? I see him back.
Well, that one's bad.
That one's not gonna get me.
Pez dispensers. That's a good name.
That is a good name. Let me try it. The fire extinguishers. See, I'm really bad at it.
What was that?
I think it was David.
It was David. Was that a correct or a no? Yeah.
I got a package.
Oh, David got a package. That's what that means.
David got a package.
There you go. Coming from you. It's not coming from
him. Hi, we're David got a package. And then there's a guy that just like walks around with a dick in a box on stage. And like that's like your dancing guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. You got to have a shtick. That's my favorite thing about good bands is when they have like a shtick. It's my favorite thing. I'm sorry I ended everything.
Yeah. I was just ruminating.
I was just trying to think about shticks also. Yeah.
I just all I can think is Anthony Kiedis's dick. Is his
shtick.
He has a dick shtick.
Yep. Yes. There's a bumper sticker right there that says, "I got my wiki whacked at Luau Larry's." Wiki whacked.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Wiki whacked. Luau Larry. Two great wiki whacked.
Well, Luau Larry's is already the name of a place.
Yeah, but you can do that.
And wiki whacked is their signature drink.
Yeah, but like bands have been named.
You're thinking too
things.
Much into it. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Getting too serious about it.
Yeah. The water bottles. The tabletops.
Right. Look, I'm never starting a band. I have no musical talent. We don't really have to worry about it.
Well, we just gave you a bunch of options.
Right,
yeah, there are so many.
Write them down.
Thank you.
Man, I was just in San Francisco doing a sketch fest, and I saw Maya Rudolph is doing this really awesome thing right now where her and this other gal, she has a Prince cover band called Princess, and there's like not a bit. It's just like her singing Prince songs, their friend on stage, and they both like wear purple and like leather, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's
that like, clip you sent was so fierce.
Dude, it's so cool because it's just like getting to a point that you can just do the stuff you want and be like, oh, people are just going to come to this thing that I want to do, and it doesn't need to be more than just this thing. It's awesome. I was thinking I would want a Specials cover band. That's what I would want. really bad.
Yeah, it'd be really fun to be able to. Mm-hmm. That's like the dream of being that famous, is then you just get to do all your side projects, but like actually do them. You know?
Get into the fame for the side projects.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Definitely.
I'm here for the ukulele. Yeah. Just this is a long game for the ukulele.
And just eventually you're going to get to play it.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen Macaulay Culkin's Pizza Underground. You've heard of that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what's that?
Mm-hmm. They play Velvet Underground covers, but they just use the word pizza. It's a bit much. I'm not going to lie.
Wait,
it's
they only say the word pizza?
Well, like every song is like pizza's in there.
Okay.
See, that sounds like a BuzzFeed article that turned into a band.
Yeah. Use a pizza box as like a drum, and it's like that sounds like a box and a stick. On. Like it's not. That's not an instrument.
I'm not going after
I'm into
that.
See, I'm into like what Maya's doing, where it's like they're actually doing quality.
Yeah.
You don't want it just to be the joke, because that's not.
Yeah, I don't want the bit. It's like an homage that she has going on. That's cool. I almost got one of their shirts, but their shirts just say princess, and I was like, I can't own a... you can own a princess shirt, Tess. I can't own a princess shirt. I just can't.
I mean, you have blue hair, so I feel like that cuts it a little bit.
It does, but then I feel like there's a lot of explaining.
I mean, you can't because you don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, the princess shirt has to come from within, I think.
You have to feel... Yeah, if you don't feel compelled, you aren't.
Yeah. Really zen about
we'll
that.
Be right, we'll be right back, princesses.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Steph Tolov.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Still here. Yeah.
Yeah, hi. And we are going to do something we haven't done in a while.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute.
And it's about to be another hot minute.
A hot tongue. Okay.
It's time for a tasty test.
The song makes me hungry.
It's a tasty taste test. It's a Brandon Vaughn. Taste test.
Yep.
It's a tasty test.
All we do is just repeat words. That's our
thing. Yeah.
So what the fuck is this thing? It looks like a kind of like a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's called a Pilanazo or Pelanazo.
So it's
Tamarindo original. I think it's
it's tamarind.
It's tamarind.
We've had these tamarind spoons before.
Yeah,
remember
spoons.
Those?
And so it has like a weird mascot that is like a dude with like an air freshener for a head, it kind of looks like. And his hair looks like vomit. Like that's kind of what.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
And it comes in
he's very chill though.
It comes in like a baby bottle.
To be honest,
situation.
I feel like this is something you would use to artificially inseminate yourself.
Yeah.
It's like a syringe.
Yeah, it's like a
giant green and red
syringe.
It's a
really cool turkey baster.
It's pretty thick, though. That'd be a nice size.
It's girthy. It's like a girthy.
It's very
people
girthy.
Probably do fuck that.
Yeah.
No, someone has fucked
it. It looks like a butt plug, sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is this what butt plugs
no,
look like?
But I mean, no. Well, it's tapered on one end and then big on the other. It's enough.
Okay.
Can I ask what tamarind is?
It's like a Mexican fruit, I think.
Possibly.
I don't know if it's classified as a fruit or a vegetable, but it's like...
It's tasty.
Yeah.
Tasty taste as.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait. So I'm pushing down.
Yeah, I think it's going to like...
That looks like it's going to squirt.
Yeah, azúcar is the first ingredient, so we got some...
What is
sugar.
Oh, a tamarind is a legumous tree. So it might be...
So it's a legume?
So this is healthy.
We don't even know how to open this.
This is healthy. Yeah,
watch out, you're like squirting everywhere. I think you have to untwist this part.
It's a pod-like fruit.
Okay.
That is used in traditional medicine and metal polish.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Metal polish.
Yeah, so...
We're ingesting this. Good.
Yeah.
We don't know how to open this.
If we can get it. Yeah, if we can actually get to it. It has flowers. The plant has flowers.
Okay.
Not flower.
No, not right now.
Jesus. I can't... I don't know if one of you wants to take it
There's
back.
There's no ingredient. Well, I don't want to touch it.
I want to see if...
David's going to see if he can open it. It's funny because this is also for children. Like, it's for children and like, their
the
kids.
That
no
just,
way
like...
a normal strength child could open this.
Yeah.
Oh, I think David
is broken.
God.
David is
what?
Like,
it is a very, I didn't think it was going to be that color. I was.
Ew, I don't know if I can do it.
Now it looks like
oh
a butt plug.
I'll go.
Okay, you do it.
I'm just
going to
put a little on my hand.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, so it's like basically the top came off and it's just like a big.
Okay, now we're.
How do you just.
Like silly funny.
That's
hair. Yeah. It took way too much.
It looks like now it's kind of like a, like. Like a toothpaste tube of diarrhea.
That's what it is. What it kind toothpaste of
oh, that's
tube
grainy.
Of diarrhea.
Ew. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
it's
grainy.
It's the tamarind. It's the same stuff. Yeah, that's, yeah, on the spoon.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
It's probably not bad. I'm going to try it.
Okay. I'm going to... It's, I just hate how it looks.
It's very. It's a lot of sand.
Oh God, it's a it weird like Play-Doh. Yeah. Play-Doh.
I hate it.
It's yeah, like a hot sand
situation.
But okay. Also,
like, it
wet.
Doesn't taste bad.
Okay,
just
I'm going to eat it from the actual thing.
The packaging could not be worse. The packaging is really bad.
Yeah. I really mentally can't get past.
Oh, yeah.
All of it.
Then it just looks tastes like, it just tastes like chili, like those spiced chilies.
Oh, Tess, are you okay? What are you thinking about?
Oh, she hates it.
I just keep thinking about how it looked like little, it looked like a cut that was oozing.
Yeah.
It looked like pus coming through a Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it did.
It did, yeah.
It just, it,
mm-hmm. It's like
it
a wound,
tastes exactly like chilies and spice to me.
Yeah.
We need napkins.
I licked mine clean, so now I feel weird about it.
I liked it. I like it.
It's a very weird delivery device that they've created.
The packaging, like, it feels like that. This is like how you get butt plugs to children, I think. They like buy this,
right,
and they're
right.
like, yeah, 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 we'll use the tamarind stuff.
Oh, yeah, if they have like an anal fissure, they put like cream. Yeah.
I hope he brings the thing out because I want to push it down all the way.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is like good for... metal. It tarnishes copper utensils.
Okay, we're gonna take a picture.
So this
above.
Is like a cleaning thing now. You can take it home and give it a little scrub up some stuff.
Wait, here, I'm gonna take a video. You press it up, Tess, so we can see the action.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
It's on your hand. It looks so
good. The money shot. I'm jerking off candy.
Yep.
Here it goes. It
just fell
sausage.
Over.
It is. It really is. It's like meat. Okay. It's like a meat thing.
That was, we'll post that on our Facebook page. That was very...
It does look like raw meat.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, mine's
like... It does. Yeah. It looks like a meat grinder.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I can't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. I can't.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get it
away. The cleaning up is gross. It's like wiping a tip. That's the way you're wiping all around.
Is there anything grosser than like dangling cum on a tip? Like,
no.
Like, just like a snot-sized amount?
Ugh. If that stuff was dangling off of a dick tip instead,
I'd be into
that
it.
Would
be tasty.
Would you rather cum tasted like that we just ate?
Nah. It's fun.
The taste wouldn't bother me. The consistency would be bothersome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think like I would get.
Yeah, if it was
taste.
More viscous, if like that taste was more viscous, then I would prefer
that standard.
Yes.
You would take that over standard?
I think so.
Over standard.
That over standard.
What is standard?
Out of the
there's
box.
So many different kinds.
This video is so. Yeah. Look at your hand is all wet and shiny from eating it off
it's
of your
really
arm.
Wet and shiny. This is a nightmare.
This is going to be a great.
Thanks, David. David like found this at the store.
Yeah,
it's so
David
weird because
at Target.
The top looks like it should be a part.
It looks like it should, and it's just not. You know what? Man. What a wild ride, guys.
Yeah. I'm glad we did that. I feel very awake.
Oh, that definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's play some MySpace.
I got a MySpace.
It'll put a smile on your face.
Now it's time for the MySpace quiz.
Okay.
I got that grit in my throat.
There's
stuck to one
feels
side.
Weird.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be recovering from this for a while.
Yeah. Do you think that stays in your body longer than gum? Or
yes.
Yes,
100%.
Yeah.
I think not only does that stay in your body, but it provides a soil for other things to grow in.
Yeah.
In your body.
Yeah. That'll just like stick little knickknacks.
Yeah. My mouth feels very weird.
It feels wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This feels like how your mouth feels when you wake up like hungover and you have to take
the bus.
Oh, God,
the worst.
So the mouth feel is like hungover bus?
Yeah. You don't drink. This is what hungover bus tastes like.
Okay.
Okay.
Not a fan.
No. Not a fan. Shouldn't be.
No.
All right. We got to do. We got it. We didn't. Last time we never got to any of the questions.
Yeah.
So we got to get to them this time.
Okay. Here we go. Did you ever find. Have you ever found anything valuable on the ground? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Like buried?
Buried or on the ground. Did you ever find
like $20 maybe?
Okay. No. I don't know.
I found like a few $100 once on the ground.
Yeah.
And
me too.
There was a money clip in it. And I was like, oh, this guy doesn't need it.
Oh. My friend Zia found like, I don't know if it was a clip or like a bag full of like thousands of dollars one time.
Whoa.
But like she saw who it had fallen from and she was like, if this gets back to me, like I might be murdered. So she like gave them back the bag and was like, hey, here. But it was like 10 grand or something crazy.
Oh my
like
God.
That.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was like definitely like
she
shady.
Saw them drop it?
Yeah, it was like shady money.
I feel like I would be like, it would be so funny if anybody entrusted me with like that money in the drug deal because I would lose it immediately.
Yeah, it would be a stranger.
Yeah,
it would
yeah.
be someone who didn't know you. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. I found $200 once mm-hmm. outside when I was like working at a coffee bean and I was taking the trash out.
Yeah.
And I found $200 in the parking lot. Nice. And that was amazing because I needed that money really bad.
Yeah.
But I've lost more than that.
Yeah.
I've lost right. a lot more than that. Just like cash. Like I don't like to keep bills like over $50.
On you?
Yeah, I don't like, a lot of people like carrying a lot of cash, and like, I'm like, no,
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a target if I have a lot of money on me.
Yeah.
I don't feel like a target, I'll just fucking drop it
yeah.
somewhere.
No. I think everyone's after my money all the time. I have none of it.
I have no money, so they can't. Yeah. That's my temporary debit card right now. So
I found stink tickets on the ground once in college.
Oh.
As my, it's funny because like me and my friends, have I told the Alan Rickman Day story on here?
I think it's been a while.
Okay,
but...
so me and my friends in college, we decided to declare June 10th as Alan Rickman Day just because we really love him and love his films. So like, we went out to go and like go rent a bunch of his movies because this is like when Netflix, pre-Netflix life, we had to just go to like Hollywood Video. And we, in the parking spot next to my car, there were two tickets to Sting and Annie Lennox that night on the ground.
Oh, wow, Sting and Annie Lennox.
Yeah, and we were like, I think we're going to Sting tonight.
Yes.
So we like drove to New Jersey to like where the show was. We're like, thanks, Alan Rickman, this is gonna be great. And we ended up getting caught in this like parade. And like we like were driving I used to have this like car that was amazing. It was like a Buick station wagon with like fake wood paneling on the sides
of
it.
Yes.
We like were driving down and just like waving at people in this parade because we like got caught in the
what
procession.
Was the parade? You know,
I have no idea. It was some sort of Independence Day, but I thought it was Puerto Rican Independence Day, but that's not when the date is. It was some country's Independence Day, and we were in their parade. And we're like, I'm sorry, we're not supposed to be here. And then we like got there, and this other woman gave us two more tickets, so we like sold one of the tickets and like made $50.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And then we like ended up going in and we watched from like the lawn, and then like, you know, old people just leave concerts early all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We like, these three women were leaving and we're like, hey, if you guys are leaving, can we have your ticket stubs? They gave us our ticket stubs, and then we were 15 feet away from Sting, and like we got to watch Roxanne happen like 10 feet away from him. It was so cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then like that's Alan Rickman Day.
Nobody yeah, knows. That's pretty.
That's
I
like a good John day. Hughes movie.
Yeah, I celebrate. It's like it seriously was like very Ferris.
You should write that. That would be a great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like I celebrate that day every year. It's really fun.
As you have to.
Yeah, I like watching Alan Rickman movie every year now. Just as
it's,
like a.
It's good to hear a good parade story.
Yeah, yeah. Because most the thing about being in a parade is the worst.
Sure.
Have you guys been in parades?
I have.
No. I'm not a parade person.
Yes.
I've never been around them. Been...
Pride parade, though. That's a whole... That's a different
pride
thing. That's a fun thing.
Pride is different.
Yeah.
Pride
Nerf gun. I'm just shooting condoms out. It was a real fun
sure.
time. You're just going nuts.
Sure.
Pride
but
is fun.
You know what? Pride, I don't need it to move. I can see it stationary.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even the pride, the parade is my least favorite part of...
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But pride is the great... Yeah. Because, I mean, there's naked people.
Oh, man. So many dicks. I love it.
Yeah.
Sweet buds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh my God.
Not a lot of
or
sweet
not, or
ones.
Not.
A lot of gross
you know.
Ones, but a lot of neat dicks.
Yeah, neat. Very neat to see.
Very interesting.
I've seen some pretty awesome butts.
Yeah.
I've seen some pretty awesome butts
yeah.
in Pride. Yeah.
I was thinking, I was in marching band and stuff, so we did a lot of parades when we were younger, and, like, they turned me off from parades because being in one, especially when you're, like, playing and marching the entire way, is the worst thing. Because you're just like marching for 2 hours in like long pants and you're super sweaty and like your arms really hurt because you're just going up and down the entire time. So like your arms are like, it like,
sorry, what was that?
Like,
the instrument you just mimed did
oh,
not. I was like,
oh, I'm
okay,
sorry. That
okay.
was like,
you just mimed basically looks like jerking off.
It
yeah,
looked like
yeah,
jerking
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
And that was taking a trumpet up and down.
Okay. All right.
Take that trumpet yeah. up and down.
No big deal. Yeah, and then we did the Disney parade in, like, June. Because, like, we used to go on, like, a big spring trip every year, and we'd go down to Florida and go to Orlando. And at Disney, if you're in, like, their parades and you're, like, backstage at Disney, they treat you like you can't take photos. There's Disney people hovering around you because they don't want the magic to get out.
Sure.
Oh my
so
God.
You can't take photos of anything, and they're just, like, they're just, like, it's so scary. It's so scary and joyless. And then you're like, okay, now we're doing a parade in Disney. And then they just yell at you
the
entire time.
So that's the experience of being
so behind
Disney,
Disney is terrifying.
Yeah, behind Disney is
I could
really
see
creepy.
What are parades? Like, why did we come up with fucking parades?
Why did we need people
walking down the street in front of us?
I used to live in Hollywood, which like had a pretty high parade percentage.
There's a lot of parades in Hollywood.
And like I would like have to go to CVS and be like, what the fucking, there's another goddamn fucking parade. And like,
what is it?
It would be like, there. Also, as a resident of a neighborhood, I feel like I was owed some kind of warning if there was going to be a parade.
Yeah.
You can't just spring a parade on people, and they do that all the time in Hollywood. You think there are parades no one's aware of except Hollywood residents?
Yes.
Hollywood has so many parades that are never on the news. Well, there was one that was, I'm not even kidding you, I think it was just the theme was sunshine.
Now that one sounds cool.
I felt like an idiot, but it was the weirdest thing because they were having this huge sunshine parade and literally no one was watching it. Parade that was being watched by no one.
Awesome.
How do we let this fly?
Oh, man. It's so hard.
Who is going to parade?
Who goes to parade?
How much time do you put in to get there, like 2 hours early to get a good spot to see people walk by you?
Fourth of July, Thanksgiving. That's all you get.
I don't even want to go to those parades.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I'm allowed. I feel like you're allowed to have a couple.
I'll give Thanksgiving
I'll give
Day.
You a couple.
The, those are, yeah.
I'll give you one in your life. That said, as much vitriol as I have for parades, this is very kind of like surprising. But I love the Disneyland Electric Parade when that was on.
Yeah.
I loved the Electric Parade.
Well, there aren't people trying to get to yoga at Disneyland. Like, there aren't people who.
Yeah, everyone knows they're there to watch fucking stupid shit happen. You know, that's what Disneyland's about. It's not.
If you're in a safe place for parades, parade at will.
Parade zone. There needs to be a parade zone. I wish there was
one street. If you want a parade, just go throw it and fuck you up. That's it.
And what's weird about that is I would probably hang out there sometimes.
Yeah, you probably would.
Then you would, because you would be a destination. It wouldn't be in the middle of your shit.
Yeah, I'm all for, if we can get this on the Los Angeles ballot, I would be all for a parade zone.
Parade zone? Parade street?
That'd be great. That's
good.
Fuck. Where would it be?
Like, you know, out in the valley or something.
Yeah.
There's like this fucked up parade in Toronto, and it's for Easter, but it's like an Orthodox thing. So I was working on the strip. I didn't realize the street called College Street. And it's, you think it's an Easter parade. So parents are bringing their kids, and you're thinking there's people selling popcorn, those big things like cotton candy, whatever. It's a reenactment.
Dead Jesus?
Yeah. Of him on the cross and getting whipped. But it's like there's children.
Holy
it's the street is dead silent, and you just hear the whipping and like, oh, it's, and it's so long. It's like literally like 2.5 hours of these old people just like watching and crying. Like, it's the most fucked up thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Jesus.
And kids, children, like the kids, like, why? Except the kids are just terrified of fear. Like, it's really bizarre.
Oh man.
It's funny because, you know, people always use that gif of Michael Jackson eating popcorn, like watching Thriller for something. I'm just thinking about like kids grabbing popcorn to watch Jesus
just be whipped.
It's hilarious.
Whipped.
It was old carts with a candy cane and like big lollipops. They're like licking a lollipop watching this like guy. And it's always the same guy. That's his thing he does every year. He gets whipped. He loves it.
What's the rest of the parade?
Just people dressed in, like, I don't know, with other outfits. Like, a lot of, I don't really know anything about Jesus or anything.
Yeah.
It's a lot of weird, like, white clothy kind of clothes.
Yeah.
And people walking.
So Jesus die? Is he the opener or the closer?
He's a closer, but it's people
he's
walking.
He's like Santa Claus. He's Santa Claus.
But then they stop. They barely even walk. They'll walk for, like, a couple steps and stop and do the whole whipping and the yelling. Like, it's nuts. Very enjoyable the first time, but then after a few years straight, you're like, this is why it's still happening.
So grim. A parade isn't supposed to be grim.
And everyone leaves, dead silent. The streets are like quiet. I heard one guy skateboarding through, and it was the most eerie sound ever. Just these loud wheels, and the kid was like, where am I?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was insane. I want to look it up.
Yeah, I love if somebody's like comes up with their radio just being like, celebrate. Come out.
And it's so fun. That's where you have your gay pride parade, is immediately in parade zone.
Yes.
Wait, if I was the scheduler of parade zone.
Which you should be.
Yes. You should be. That's your job.
Somebody give me a key to the parade zone. Again, I don't like parades, but I feel qualified for the job.
That's why you should have the job. You know, if somebody likes parades, it'd just be a whole mess.
Oh, yeah.
By wanting the parade job means you aren't qualified for it. It's like,
you're in too deep.
I'm not in the establishment at all. Coming at this from an outsider.
You need to hire an outsider,
But that said, like, am I really an outsider? Like, I mean, I am very theatrical.
That's true. That's I mean, yeah, parade's just a walking thing, but that's what makes me mad about it too. It's exactly. It's not a walking musical. It's just walking people doing one step. It's not there's no plot. I got nothing. Exactly. If you had a plot in a parade,
absolutely.
What if that was it? Like there's this, you know, beginning, middle, end,
like a murder mystery parade.
Oh, yeah. People around shaking hands, solving things.
That would actually be really cool.
That would be pretty cool. Actually, like, I cannot believe no one's done that.
Yeah.
How why no one's gonna put a motherfucking story in your
story into it.
Put a story.
I mean, to be fair, I think that's what the Jesus thing is.
Yeah, that way. But it's kind of the same thing.
But what a twist. We all know what's coming.
Yeah.
There's no twist.
And then you get a long time to watch it.
I just love the idea of Ferris Bueller coming into that parade.
Oh, my God.
Just be like, oh.
Shake it up, baby.
And the other thing about, well, this is the last thing I'll say. But, I mean, no offense to marching bands.
That's fine.
But you see them when you see them all. That's the other thing.
Oh, that's not true.
Well,
that's
for
not
most
true.
People.
For most
people. Right? Well, just like musicals. You've seen them once, you've seen them all.
Okay, I would argue that as a parade viewer, there is much less discernible difference between multiple marching bands than there is as a musical viewer seeing between different musicals. I think there's a much easily discernible difference between
plot. There's a plot and a story.
A plot, a story, a tone, a musical style.
Marching bands have stories. If you pay attention, if you like watch their show.
They have story. Come on.
Okay. I was in them. Yes, they have.
But we're
stories.
Getting snippets.
You tell.
We're not getting the whole thing. We're getting the 2 seconds.
All right.
And yeah, during a parade, you're not
in
getting
a parade.
The story.
I'm getting maybe 15 seconds of you guys.
All right, that's fine.
And I don't even know what song you're playing.
And it's usually the time when you're walking by and resting the instruments. So I'm like, I didn't even know if they were playing at all.
Yeah,
you could have been walking the whole time, not playing.
You got to be by the bandstand. You got to be by the bandstand. That's when you see it.
I'm not going to be that committed at a parade.
That's fine.
Well, when you run the parade zone,
that said, if any of you. What I really would like to do is be the grand marshal of a gay pride parade at some point in my life.
All right,
so I just want to leave that.
I think Lady to Lady can get there eventually.
Yeah, I would love that.
I think that could happen. Yeah. Like in like Minnesota.
I just met.
We'll get it.
I just met Charo. I'm writing an article about her now. Probably my favorite person of all time. But she was the grand marshal of the San Francisco pride parade.
Yeah, God.
That's amazing.
Riding her coattails.
I think everything she's done, I would like to do. I mean, I don't know why I don't just steal her playbook, you know?
Yeah.
Probably should.
Right?
She's laid out the plan.
She's basically, here you go.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Only Charo could be Charo.
That's true,
obviously.
Everyone, only Charo. We'll be back. Only Charo can be Charo. Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
We're back on Lady to Lady. I am Barbara Gray.
I'm Brandy Posey.
I'm Tess Barker.
Oh, hi. I'm Steph Tolop.
Oh, yeah.
Can I introduce myself?
Yeah,
is that loud? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm scared.
We gave you
both. You all stopped.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, no.
I did it.
Thank you.
Steph, do you want to help us give some advice?
Sure.
Great. Yes.
Okay. So,
so many songs.
Lady problems. Boy, do you.
Do you want a problem?
If you want to send them into us, send them to ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
That's the email.
Yeah.
Here we go. Dear Barbara, Brandy, and Tess. Years ago, I had a best friend named Dave. We took old lady water aerobics classes, steamed in the steam room, and got drunk every single Monday night for years, and he made my life so much better.
Aww.
We told each other everything. We went to Disney World together. He came to my home for Thanksgiving because his family totally sucks. And when he had to get serious ass surgery, I took off work and went through the whole process with him, from bringing him to the hospital to coming home with him and giving him medicine and tea and rubbing his back. I loved him like family. But quite suddenly, Dave started acting weird. He was going on vacation with another girl. He's gay. And he was really hesitant to tell me. I thought maybe he thought I would be offended that he was hanging out with another girl. I don't know. Dave started canceling our outings. I would notice on Facebook he had gone out with other people. I could just tell he didn't want to get together. We stopped totally. I was also going through a pretty hard time. I was unemployed and injured. So maybe I just wasn't fun myself. In fact, I bet that's probably it. But isn't that when you need your friends the most? In fact, when I was the one injured, he never once asked about me or visited or anything. I had a broken hip. And to answer your questions, I'm not 90 years old. I reached out to him so many times that he wouldn't reply to my emails. I would get nothing. I kept thinking, why am I doing this to myself? Why do I keep trying? On his birthday this year, I emailed him like I usually do, just saying, hope you have a great birthday. I'm thinking of you today. Why? I know. I don't know. that she's saying that to herself. And he actually answered. And he apologized for everything and said it was totally his fault. And he wants to get together for a drink. I miss him, but I feel very hurt and confused about everything. How can I trust him? This is your basic friend breakup. And if this was a romantic relationship, I think I'd say, hit the road, Jack. But this is a friend. Am I being a bad friend by holding it today forever that he was a bad friend to me? Is he just annoyed that I've been pestering for years? Have I simply worn him down? Should I see him with mutual friends? Now that I have what I wanted, a response, I'm not even sure I actually wanted it. My life is totally turned around now, and it's so amazing. I don't need bad friends. I need good friends, something he's proven he's not. What would you do? Dump the chump. I mean, it sounds like he has made it clear.
Yeah. If it was that sudden, too, like, that seems really, like,
something happened.
Something must happen. You can't just be like, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys were, like, getting drunk every Monday and, like...
Yeah.
You rubbed him down after his ass surgery?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like maybe you guys were too close almost, and he might have felt uncomfortable. That can happen.
That can definitely happen. And then he just didn't know like how to establish those boundaries.
Yeah, he handled it badly. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it is. I think it's just ultimately, this, I guess it's kind of obvious, but ultimately whatever you want to do. If you miss this friendship, then, which it sounds like you kind of do, maybe it's worth getting a drink and feeling out.
Yeah.
And and I would even maybe explicitly say like, hey, just so you know, like, don't feel like you have to hang out with me because I contacted you a bunch of times. Like, I'm fine. You know, we don't have to hang out. But yeah, if you want.
Yeah. You know. I'd say definitely go for the, go for a drink.
Just, yeah.
A drink. Even to find out what the fuck happened. Be like, what the hell is going on?
I would want
like,
kind of closure at least, I think, more than anything.
Yeah.
You know, to be like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. If you really just have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would want to know, too. You want to ask him and just to... see if maybe you guys can still be friends, but maybe just not as intensely
more
as you
were. More of a casual
friendship. It's really hard to keep up a friendship that intense. You know, it's a lot of work, and sometimes it doesn't work out. And maybe something happened where he needed to put up boundaries, but he was just really bad about it. And instead of doing that, he just didn't respond, which I'm guilty of. Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think sometimes those kind of friendships can also be like surrogate partners to some degree.
Right.
And it's more like, obviously, you're not dating, but, like, you're dating. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, non-sexual dating. And I think there can hit a point where you just need to, like... He didn't handle it well, obviously, but maybe he just, like, needed... There needed to be a break. You know, he just needed to break up, you know? This is obviously was not the way to do it, but, like, I think there's maybe something to... I don't know. Like, he definitely handled it wrong. He like, completely disappeared.
Yeah.
Shitty.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you really can go either way and it's going to be fine. So I would just, like, whatever, when you think about hanging out with him, if, like, just listen to what your gut is saying. Yeah. And if a part of you is like, oh, I am curious to see how this person is doing and what happened, then go with that. But if you just, like, have this visceral reaction of, like, I really am dreading this and don't want to see this person, then
don't see him.
Yeah, don't see him. You have other friends, like you said, you're doing fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ultimately, I think, whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah, it's hard with, like, old friends because even if you have an official breakup or not, like, I think there's always going to be that question in you of if you're ever going to be friends with them again or, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because you do obviously shared something at some point.
Yeah.
And, like, I have an old friend who I'm, like, wondering if we're ever going to, you know, make amends or not.
Yeah.
And part of me wants to, but the other part is, like, thinking of, you know, the shitty stuff that happened that's like, well, then fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a really hard choice to make.
There's a lot of other people out there.
There's so many people.
Yeah. And that if you have that weird thing, like, I don't know, I'd be upset thinking that, like, he kind of left me that whole time when I was sick and stuff. I'm like, well, what if you do that again? Like, that's...
Yeah.
If you did it once, like, it's kind of like a...
That's pretty bad
part, thing to do.
That part's super shitty.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you need somebody, it's like, friendships aren't always about just being there for each other when it's fun. Like, you're a good friend when you were there for somebody when they need you. And, like, that's what friendship is. Otherwise, it's just kind of like, okay, cool. We just saw a bunch of movies together.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which, again, there's plenty of people to see movies with.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Plenty of people.
Yeah, I think
you go in knowing you have, like, if you want to see him, but you have the upper hand, you don't need him.
Exactly. Get the drink. You know? Get the drink.
Yeah. If you want your own closure, if it makes you feel, if it makes you feel bad, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you were there for him. Like, it sounds like you're a better friend. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm glad other things are going well for you.
And I hope your hip's okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that sounds intense.
Hip surgery. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot. That is not a small thing to ignore your friend's going through.
No, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's
the more
really
I'm thinking
fucked.
About it, fuck Dave.
Yeah. I mean, he's, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming intend anything malicious, mm-hmm. but he definitely went about it a really shitty way, and I wouldn't exactly trust him again.
Yeah, because and did show you his true colors. Because when someone pulls a move like that, and that's fine. I mean, maybe that's, if you have that much fun with him when you're partying, maybe you do want him as like a fun drunk friend or whatever, and keep him there. And
that's true.
Fine.
Maybe you need to, designate him as just that.
Yeah.
Also.
Well, also think about like, I don't know, when you guys were hanging out before, like, I always feel like there, not to like, simplify all people into just givers and takers, but like, that's a way that I tend to look at a lot of people. And it sounds like, he sounds like a taker, basically, kind of what everything that you're describing here. Like, you guys were hanging out. It was super fun. And, like, I'd be very curious to know how much of your life you guys talked about versus his life in these conversations when you're hanging out. Like, was it all about him? And then when you needed him to step up and it to be about you, is that when he kind of bounced? I don't know. That's, like, kind of what it feels like a little bit to me. That could be reading a lot into it. But I don't know. And, like, if you're a person that, you have a good time, like, by... you like to do things for your friends, like, just you have to be very aware of not having toxic people that will take advantage of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
sounds it up well.
Yeah. Good luck. And I used to teach old lady aerobics non-water, so I love that you went to a class. I always appreciated having young people show up.
Non-water.
So land aerobics.
I taught senior citizen land aerobics. Yeah. Very briefly, senior citizen chair aerobics. That was the worst hour of my life.
Because you didn't have anything planned.
I had nothing planned.
You just came in and
we showed up with a chair.
I want to make this documentary. I want to make a documentary of all the people who Tess has taught.
That would be such an interesting documentary.
Senior aerobic people,
the kindergartners,
the substitute high schoolers.
Oh my God.
I want to see where they all are doing in their lives.
Oh my God. I would love to hear like each of their recollections of me. Because if they had me in junior high, they would actually think I was like the meanest person in the whole world.
Yeah.
Because like with junior high, because I learned really early when I was subbing that junior high, because I was there to make money doing nothing. I wasn't trying to work,
of course.
So I realized when I was a cool junior high teacher, I cried multiple times because they are like...
they're nasty, man.
It's like being in a room with a bunch of teenage chimpanzees who are all trying to kill you and each other. Like, so like you, there's way more of them than you can't win. Like, so I realized early on, like I would just walk in and I would go, here's the deal. Everyone's going to be so quiet. If I hear one word, I have no problem. I have no problem sending anyone to the principal's office. And then I would just scowl at all of them. And then I would sit down and read my paper. And then...
See, that compared to high school, because you were really true.
But then they would, like, 2 years later, they would get to high school, and I was the coolest teacher, and they'd be like, what happened? I'm like, you guys just didn't deserve me yet.
That's so funny.
We got to round them up. Tess's kids.
Oh, that's so good.
And then some of Tess's kids are senior citizens.
Yeah.
Oh, I love my old people.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, Steph, where can we find you on the internet?
Regular Twitter, I guess, at Steph Tolov. It's there.
Yeah, and she lives in LA now, so come see her. Do shows.
Come check her out.
Yeah, come see me do all the open mics because
those hot mics.
Ooh, I did a living room show the other day in front of 3 people.
Oh, hell yeah!
That's a good one.
Find that living room. No, you did my storytelling show, and you were hilarious.
That was my best show so far. This whole month.
Oh, yeah, good. So she's funny. Come see her, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah,
see you guys next week.
And I'm gonna play one of my tracks from my new album that you can go and pre-order right now. Do it. It drops next Wednesday, but pre-order it now so it ends up higher up on the charts.
Get the Opinion Cave in your opinion ears. No, I wanted to say something else.
That's okay. I'll take that.
Okay.
This track is a remix of one of my jokes that I did with Karen Kilgariff and Drennan Davis. So enjoy it. Boom, 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 boom
18 months ago, I decided to go out and get myself a breast reduction. And I'm glad that this is a recorded track instead of a live track, because sometimes when I talk about this, I get booed. And that sucks, because getting a reduction is a thing that I'd wanted since I was in 10th grade. Like, I remember having panic attacks picking out homecoming dance dresses because none of them fit and made me feel like a freak. And I almost cried after surgery because the first time I hugged my boyfriend, it was the closest a person had physically been to my heart in almost 20 years. But you'd be surprised, because when I started talking about this great thing that I do for myself that has made me feel more empowered and confident in my own skin, every 3 or 4 nights, there'll be some weirdo creep in the back corner of the room that will just start yelling, "Boo! Boo!" You were never gonna see them anyway.
Oh, snap.
Like, tits were privileged, fellas, and you should be so thankful for every pair of boobs that come into your life. Like, I'm not attracted to women, but even when I see a stray boob, I'm always like, oh, hell yeah.
Nipples on a Tuesday.
They just make the world a better place, so respect them just a little bit. I had a guy come up to me one time after a show and tell me, "Plastic surgery seems really extreme. Did you ever think about just trying to lose some weight?" And it's like, I'm a woman in 2016. It is practically demanded that I think about trying to lose weight every day of my goddamn life.
But seriously, what about CrossFit?
That same guy also said, "You know, I think that cutting on your body is a slap in the face of God's work." And now, I don't know about that, but I do know that whenever I used to go running before surgery, it would be a slap in my own face every step along the way. So how about you not tell me what to do with my body, bro?
It's 2016. Stop telling women what to do.
But I guess if you do still want to see my old boobs, you win. Fine. You get what you want. Always. All right. Fine. You can. But they're on the floor of the Marina Del Rey Plastic Surgery Hospital basement in a quivery, dusty pile next to an incinerator waiting for a janitor with a hunchback and a hook hand to pull his one good leg out of a cave made of the noses of old dead celebrities.
Rest in peace, Joan Rivers.
And then he takes off his hook and he puts on a shovel and he just shovels all tits into fire on Friday night! And that's where you can find my old boobs.
That's where you can find
the
old boobs.
The old boobs. It's the old boobs. It's the old boobs. Old boobs. It's the old dusty boobs.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.